young South Africans, all the better. So I'm really excited today to introduce you to a person who I think is doing such amazing work and also part of my old alma mater, so I'm excited to talk to them too. Thembelethu Siyisa is the name, a student who's just received a Social Impact Award at the University of Stellenbosch. Thembelethu's work includes the hashtag Action for Inclusion campaign, which was a crowdfunding campaign aimed at alleviating student debt for the so-called missing middle students, as well as 21 Lessons at 21, which was a book of stories from prominent South Africans compiled by Thembelethu, which he created for his 21st birthday and donated the proceeds from the book to charity organizations, which I think is just wonderful. So please join me in welcoming Thembelethu to the show. Thembelethu, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nick. Thank you for this privilege and platform. I am super well, and I can hear that you are well too.
Yes, you're right, I am. There's a couple of things that I wanted to ask you, and I thought it'd be good to start here. You know, Thembelethu, most students will focus on their studies and maybe have one extracurricular activity, but that's not the case for you. And I'd wonder, I think it's interesting to ask you, what inspired you to go beyond that and get involved in work, get involved in particularly social justice work?
Nick, I've been inspired by great men and women of this country who've literally given up everything and dedicated their lives to public service. And as you would know, our former public protector, Chilima Donsela, has done exceptionally well in this regard. And the former Constitutional Court Justice, Edwin Cameron, has also done remarkable work in moving South Africa forward. So when I came to Stellenbosch, I got the opportunity and privilege to meet and engage with these remarkable South Africans. And I was inspired by their work, and I was inspired by what they are achieving. So I thought I wanted to be part of the social movement without even knowing that it would require so much time. And here we are 4 years later.
Well, I think you've taken those inspirations from those people and you've moved them forward. You know, you've carried on the baton, which I think is a wonderful thing. And I think it might be a good thing, too, to focus on what some of those projects have actually been. So let's start by talking about the Action for Inclusion campaign. I wondered if you could speak to your involvement and also just what you're trying to do with that, because I think there are a lot of people that are going to be listening to this that may, in their own lives, overlook something like the so-called missing middle students.
Nick, with Action for Inclusion, we are saying that no student who still has a place at a university should be disqualified for things beyond their control, i.e. financial exclusion. So Action for Inclusion is a Stellenbosch University campaign led by the SRC and the Law Trust Chair in Social Justice, where I am sitting, under Prof. Chilima Donsela. So it is a crowdfunding campaign getting everybody to chip in and buy into the constitutional vision that an educated nation is a leading nation, and therefore we shouldn't be excluding people just because they don't have money. So we collect the money and make sure that students are registered at the beginning of each year, and we make sure that students at the end of their studies, they can graduate, and so that they can get their degrees so that they can contribute and play a meaningful role in society.
I think that's just so wonderful. And what I also think is wonderful, so for your 21st birthday, you know, for many people's 21st, they might look for an excuse to party, maybe see some friends. You decided rather what you're going to do is write a book. So for your 21st birthday, you wrote 21 Lessons at 21. And for anyone who doesn't know, what you did is you took together a collection of lessons from people who you were inspired by, people that you found to be profound. You took all of that, you put it together in a book. And also the proceeds from that book went to charity organizations, which I think is just a wonderful thing. Something I'd like to ask you personally, because I think people should go and read the book. You personally, what do you have a favorite lesson that you took from that?
You're putting me in a corner, Nick, because all 21 people who contributed to the book are really my real life heroes. Sure. And people that I really admire and whose work has made me want to do more and do better. So, I mean, there's a variety number of lessons, and I think what the Vice Chancellor of Stellenbosch University talks about, Prof. Wim de Villiers, talks about it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. And I think I'll take that lesson now for all of us as we run to the finishing line of 2021.
It's interesting that you say that, because running for the finish line for Matrix now really is all about finishing. You know, exams are just around the corner. And I wanted to ask you, as somebody who has achieved academic success and as somebody who's gone beyond that, what would you say to the Matrix class of 2021? What advice would you give them? Study tips for the upcoming exams?
Nick, it is time now for them to quieten their minds and just try and block everything else that's happening in life. And I know it is incredibly difficult. And somebody would say, no, but you are speaking from a point of privilege. You're not experiencing what we're experiencing. But at this point, with just a few weeks left for their high school career, I want to say, quieten your mind and just focus on your studies. Read and write every day. Grab that book that you dread to do. Do that exercise. You will feel better at the end of the year when you sit and like, oh, I did practice this question. Oh, I did write this essay. You will feel so much better and you will do so much better.
It's helpful and it's practical advice. I think it's going to go a long way to the ears that hear it. So thank you. Thank you for making some time. I think you've done wonderful things, and I wish you nothing but the best of continued success in everything that you are going to end up doing.
Nick, I'm supremely grateful to you and to your radio station for the platform and privilege.
Look after yourself. This is going straight on the catch up 5fm.co.za today. You can go and find it there. It's about 8 minutes to go until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 Drive on 5FM. And as you may be aware, we're doing some really cool things for Pride Month on 5 that you can go and check out on social media. And if you haven't yet, Nox Simelane was the last interview that we just posted up. Here's a snippet from it.